Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you've heard the term sleepy girl mocktail, you know that it's all the rage on helping people fall asleep. But what exactly is it, and is it dangerous, or is it something you should be making yourself every night? Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what is this?
Just to break this down, insomnia is something that affects so many people. And if you look at the studies, about 1 in 3 American adults are not getting the right amount of sleep. And about 1 in 4 suffer from insomnia at some point during their lives. And so insomnia is not just trouble getting to sleep, but it's also staying asleep or waking up too early. It's something that plagues all of us. And the sleepy girl mocktail may be the answer.
Well, I mean, so doctor, you said mocktail. So this is not going to be like a swig of NyQuil and some Benadryl and, like, you know, a shot of vodka, right? Like, this is going to be something that's actually healthier for us?
That's right. It's a little bit healthier than a shot of vodka. So good. What this involves is a half a cup of tart cherry juice with about a quarter of a cup of seltzer and then a heaping tablespoon of magnesium powder. And what's very interesting is if you look at the studies behind tart cherry juice and also magnesium, they have this somber effect. They relax people. They, you know, make people very sleepy. And the combination of both increases something called GABA, which is a neurotransmitter that's supposed to help with sleep hygiene. And magnesium is safe in small doses, but you just want to be careful because too much of it can cause cramps and diarrhea. But if you follow the recipe, according to these experts, it's a heaping teaspoon. So never mind the tablespoon. Tart cherry juice, magnesium teaspoon and some seltzer. And if you chug that about an hour before sleep, a lot of people are saying this gives you the promise of a very deep, happy sleep.
Doc, I am taking like 800 megs of magnesium a day as prescribed by one of my doctors. Is that why I'm walking around tired?
Interesting. It may be, actually. There is this relaxing sort of sleep-inducing effect of magnesium, and it's definitely a mineral that we all need. You know, I don't want to contradict your doctor, but some of the side effects of taking too much magnesium is really fatigue and sleepiness.
Look at that. Now I'm going to have to call my doctor and ask for another miracle cure.
I feel like this is the same thing. Like, I'm reading online the maximum dietary allowance for most adults is around 400 milligrams. So obviously yours is different because you talk to a doctor even. But I feel like it's one of those things where you need the magnesium for all the good stuff, but it also has some negative side effects. So flip a coin, whatever you want to do, you know?
Great.
Yeah.
It's true.
I do remember, though, that a while ago, tart cherry juice was trending as a sleep aid, and I tried it. We did it, and it didn't work. But mixing it with the magnesium, I mean, I'm not against that. Let's see what happens.
No, it's true. And add a little bit of seltzer. And there are those flavored seltzers. So people are doing cranberry raspberry seltzer with it. It's something that's organic. It doesn't have a lot of bad side effects. You want to watch the magnesium, obviously, because it can cause GI distress. But for the most part, it's pretty safe. This is racking up the views. It's millions of views per influencer. A lot of people are saying that it works. And sleep experts are signing off on it. So again, like, you want to be careful, obviously. And that's what I was going to mention before is that no matter what you put in your body, whether it's a vitamin or a supplement or a mineral, even if it's healthy and natural, there are side effects to all of these things. So you don't want to overdo anything.
That's the Sleepy Girl Mocktail. If you want to learn more about Dr. Wider, you can visit her on drwider.com. Thanks so much, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.